True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get back to the football stuff. Maybe Sonny, before we get to the baseball news here with Nimmo, maybe Sonny was talking, in fact, BT, about 3 years and 11 wins. That's what the Giants have had now over the last 3 years. 6 wins in year two with Shane and Dable, 3 wins in year three, and then 2 wins this year. So you add it up, that's where you get his 11 from. Anyway, more on the football when we get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019, the BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants, the New York Mets, the first team to make a major move. You know, we talked about it. I know you remember. I brought this up in season last year about the Mets needing to explore trading Brandon Nimmo. There was a lot of thought that it wasn't realistic, whether it be then or now. Well, it is. It's official. The Mets just announced it in a press release. Brandon Nimmo is a Texas Ranger. Marcus Semien, a New York Met.
I think it's an awesome move by the Mets. I really do. To me, it tells me that they are finally ready to build this thing the right way. You know, a lot of you, and it goes back even before last year, you know, you talking about the core and us talking about the core. Like, they just had to change things. You know, Nimmo, you got to appreciate what he was. But that doesn't hang banners, man. It just doesn't. I mean, that's great. His sentimentality works sometimes. And when that player is somebody that's really important to you, which I get. I know that Nimmo is, and I respect that, and I'm sensitive to it. But I think sometimes, and it's happened with me as well with other players that I care about that deeply, same with you guys like with Pete, where there's a deficiency or two, and you allow how you feel about that person to overshadow the bottom line impact the player has on the team. And Brandon Nimmo, the last couple of years, has had some aggravating, alarming lower extremity injuries, plantar fasciitis, things that have robbed him, not that he ever really stole bases anyway, but robbed him of a little speed in the outfield. He's got one of the worst arms, if not the worst arm, of any left fielder in baseball. And I don't think he's going to age very well. So I give the Mets a ton of credit. It's a very proactive, very forceful forward move. And the other thing this means is they're doing a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first of many moves, but to get started, they had to make a change with the core. And there was no way, I've said this many times here on SNY, there was no way to improve their team defensively, which is something Stearns made an emphasis, you know, he made a point to talk about that right out of the gate.
Run prevention is first thing he said.
There's no way to make this team better defensively if you had both Nimmo and Pete Alonso back. So one of those two had to go. And if you were going to invest in one of them, which one would you invest in? For me, I know the answer. It's very simple. I'd invest in the power of Pete Alonso. Now you free up the DH spot as well, because Nimmo, if he were here and you were stuck with him for the next 5-6 years, he was going to have to be a DH. You're saying you don't think he's going to age well. He wasn't aging well.
That's true.
Already, it's not a knock on him, and he played 155 games, but he's playing a lot of these games hurt. He's banged up. High character guy. Easy to love and root for. I get it. I like him too. You know what I like more than Brandon Nimmo? The Mets winning. I don't understand these fans. Like, what is this? I'm not a 9-year-old kid, so I can understand a kid being hurt that his favorite player got moved. But it's all for the greater good. The Mets didn't make this move to rip the hearts out of their fan base. They tried to make this move because they want to win. And by the way, I think it leads directly to Pete Alonso being back. Now, do the math. You think the Mets are really going to trade Nimmo and let Pete walk in the same offseason? That would hurt the fan base to a point where they'd have a lot. I mean, they better make sure they win in that regard. So I think Pete's coming back now.
Okay, so I don't necessarily agree, but so we'll have the conversation. But before we even get to Pete, let's piece this together a little bit further with left field.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you can go after Bellinger, and even when Nimmo was here, we thought that was a real chance, and that's going to happen. They'll make a move for Bellinger. Maybe there's a real run coming for Tucker. We've talked about Kwan maybe as a trade chip for the Yankees. Why wouldn't Kwan now be a trade piece for the Mets?
Should be.
Okay.
Should be. I think everything should be in play. You also could move Juan Soto to left field and upgrade in right field. Now, I don't think the Mets are going to go get Tucker. I'd love to see it because he's a well-rounded ball player. But you're going to have to make a major commitment depending on what the market is for him. And they already have that in Soto and Lindor and probably Pete. So, yeah, I just think it opens up. BT, you had to do that. You could not run it back again and just say, well, Soto's in right, Nimmo's in left, Alonso at first, Lindor at short. Not to mention what happens at second base. So you upgraded. The Mets are going to upgrade defensively in the outfield with the elimination of Brandon Nimmo. You upgraded second base defensively, definitively, with Marcus Semien. Forget offensively. And I still think there's potential and upside offensively, but the guy's a gamer. He's going to put the bat on the ball. He runs and he plays gold glove defense.
Yep, yep.
That's what you want as a second baseman who's going to hit toward the bottom of the order. Not to mention the guy's a workaholic. Stuff I was reading about him. He works hard and all that. His work ethic is second to none. Passion.
Good clubhouse guy.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, and so was Nimmo, but.
Understood. But these pieces fit better. It's not a knock on Nimmo. And it's not saying that Simeon's the best. You look at their offensive numbers, you would say, well, how the hell are you going to trade Nimmo for Semien? The pieces fit much better. So now, whether it's Kwan, whether it's Tucker or Bellinger, the Mets have a spot in the outfield. Whether it's a trade that we're not discussing, they freed up a spot that was a, you know, I'll steal a Gary Cohen term, a net negative in left field. He just was. He can't run. He can't move very well. And offensively, he was inconsistent and declining.
And he couldn't go to center field anymore, even at a pinch.
God.
I mean, that was obviously the one of the big problems, and that's what he got paid on, really, as the center fielder. All right, so a lot of people, and it's just, and I get it, but it's a very shallow thought process. Like, they didn't, even though literally they did, it's not a Semien for Nimmo.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Trade. I think it's a McNeil for Semien trade because McNeil's right. Next. So you're going to have an upgrade. And I'm with you. I think there's a good chance that Semien bounces back offensively. I'm not saying,
even if he doesn't, second baseman with gold glove defense that's hitting at the bottom of the order.
Correct.
Who's better than what they had? Look at McNeil's numbers.
Yeah, he can run a little bit. I think he'll be rejuvenated, especially if Pete's back and you have Soto, depending upon where he hits,
also,
whatever, Lindor.
Pete, specific thing. I forgot to mention this on SNY last night. Semien at second base defense, right?
Yeah.
Even if Pete is back, he's going to eliminate some of the problems defensively
with
his range at second base.
Yeah, I wouldn't put too much into that because to me, I hear you. It's a fair thought. But I watched Pete play first base. Not even to get down this rabbit hole too much, but I watched Pete. And to me, the issues aren't too much to his right.
Right, it's more the arm. Yeah, I get it.
More the arm, whatever. But obviously, yeah. Simeon, who's an elite defensive player, you know, he's going to help right. out a little bit. He's not going to hurt Pete, put it that way. So now you look at a roster. McNeil's still here. He won't be. Acuna, Beatty, Mauricios, Vientos, some of those guys. And then you throw Jet Williams and whatever. Now I think, here's what I think happens the rest of the winter. You go out there and you convince the Tigers to trade Skubal, something we've always thought. And now you have an ace, all right? And you don't give up McLean for rental. Oh, God almighty. If they get Bellinger, forget about complicating my world. This is about the Mets. If they get Bellinger, I mean, the Mets, with one move that had to be done, that's painful for some of you, the Mets have a chance to go from to dominant.
Well, now they're going to have to replace the offense that was lost from Nimmo. So where are they getting that from? It could be in center. It could be in left. And I would assume one of those spots will be filled with a proven player, whether it's via free agency or trade.
Yeah. I think one of them is going to be a trade. I think they're going to sign somebody. I think one's going to be a trade.
Well, one could be one of the young kids. They love Bench.
I don't think he's going to start opening day. I'm not watching. Who knows? That's too risky. I don't like
maybe
that.
Maybe not opening day, but eventually. I don't think it's you can't go. Remember, they have a hole in center field. So now they have a hole in center field and left field. They're going to fill one of them, I would bet, either via trade or free agency. The other one, I wouldn't be shocked if it were filled within from the farm system, because you're just not going to. They also have a hole potentially at third base. And you say McNeil is gone. Now, I hope that that's the case. I'm not so sure. But if he is back, he's back in what his role should be. The first guy off the bench to play a little second, could play a little first, could play some third, could play some outfield. That's what you would want as a. Now, I would trade him. But if he's back, he's not back as an everyday player. There's no world that that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
Because even right now, if they didn't make another move, Beatty would play the bulk at third, and now your infield is set, assuming that they bring Pete back, by the way, which is a big assumption. But
Yeah. Now, I don't see this happening. Now, if this did, this would offset, for me, the enthusiasm of what happened. And that was a stunner. I saw that. I'm like, wow. Not that I never thought it would happen. I wasn't thinking Simeon necessarily, but I mean, that was a gutsy, bold move by the Mets. And again, I laud them for doing that. It's hard to break up a core, which is why I'm less convinced that Pete's back as you are. But what can happen is, all right, you upgrade second base, and now McNeil stays, and McNeil's your starting left fielder. That can't happen.
Yeah, and I don't think that that's going to happen.
I don't either, but that can't happen.
But here's why I say now, just let's get to the, well, two things. Before we get to even the Alonso part of it, although I guess it gets tied in, the other thing that I love about this move is that Cohen did not get involved with the sentimental feel.
Yep,
the Cohen family loved Nimmo, as you should. Nimmo's a great dude. I had the opportunity to interview him. It was one of those. I did the show from the Amazing Day Fan Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Nimmo, Beningo and I had Nimmo on with us. And we talked to him for a while. And he was just high character. And we've heard this stuff for a while. But getting to talk to him on the air, he was open and honest and accountable. And by the way, he had plenty of opportunity. And he never once was an all-star with the Mets. And every year was supposed to be, oh, this is going to be the year, it's going to be an all-star. This is going to be, and it just never happened. So he had opportunity, but such a great guy, high character guy, you could understand why the family loved him. And to have the family approve a trade, which I'm sure was not easy for the Cohens, that shows that they're in the right mindset to build a good baseball team.
Well, and that's why you bring in somebody from a different organization, provided you think that they're a really shrewd and sharp mind. Because now the loyalty, and I'm sure Stearns, you know, respects Nimmo, respects his grit, respects his hustle. He didn't draft him. He didn't, you know, he wasn't scouting him in Wyoming, you know, when he was playing summer ball. They didn't even have high school baseball up there. Some of you probably know that. I'm sure many Met fans do. So he doesn't have any attachment to Brandon Nimmo. He came here, and he could be a little callous. And when you try to do something that you haven't done since Run DMC was blasting out of my speakers as a kid, you got to do things like this that are unpopular. And you've got to be willing, in the court of public opinion, for a couple of days to take it on the chin because you believe that's the right move. And that's what's happening here. Now we get to Pete.
Yes.
You don't know, I don't know. Right. We don't know. But I am of the opinion that since they already did this, they might go all in, and it's a little more probable than not for me today that they are moving on from Pete.
Okay.
Rather than because they got rid of one, now you justify bringing back Pete. I don't feel that way today.
From the sentimental aspect, I could understand why you and maybe others think that. Well, if he could get rid of Nimmo, then they're going to get rid of Pete. Forget that for a second. Think baseball.
Okay, let's go.
Do you think that the Nimmo trade made the Mets better or worse offensively?
I think it got them worse offensively.
Correct.
Yeah, power. Yeah, worse.
They cannot afford now to lose. You could argue that they couldn't afford to lose Pete to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot afford to lose his offense now. And that is something when you now have Nimmo out of the equation. And remember all this talk about, well, Soto's going to be DH. Yeah, he might be in 5 years or something like that. It's not anytime soon. Pete's going to be a DH. Nimmo's going to be DH. Now you don't have to worry about Brandon Nimmo. So now, with the luxury, and Pete said he'd be willing to play more DH, with that luxury, you can get a first baseman, part-time first baseman, to help upgrade the defense at first, at least on occasion, and also keep his bat in the lineup. He also could play first base and be a plus first baseman offensively, but they cannot afford now. Forget about the sentimentality and love.
Just baseball, I got you.
They can't afford to lose his bat. They chose one of those four. To me, it had to be Nimmo or Lindor. And I know Lindor would. Like, they went bold. You know, me, I would go even more bold.
Yeah, you said you would have traded Lindor.
Fair enough. But at least I got one. And it's nothing personal. It's just baseball-wise, it had to happen. Now, they also need to acknowledge that the next move that has to happen is bringing Pete back. In addition to upgrading the outfield, which I think that they will.
Mm-hmm.
But if they lose Pete's bat now, I'm not opposed to shaking up the core, but harder to replace. They're not getting Schwarber because he's only a DH. I can't envision that being the case. How are you replacing not only Pete, but Pete and Nimmo's offense?
That's the question. That's the essence of everything we're getting to here. Let's get to it more. So before I give you my answer, and it's a guess, obviously, who do you think's the opening day left fielder for the Mets?
It's a great question.
Because that will then reshape or further shape my answer about Pete.
I think people could keep throwing out Bellinger. I don't think Bellinger's leaving the Yankees. So I don't think he's going to be an option.
Okay, so put him aside.
So not him.
Okay.
I think that there's a chance. Now, again, I got to go over all this stuff, not just the free agents, but also trade possibilities.
Well, the trade, yeah. Yeah. I think Simeon will be here.
I think there's a chance they move Juan Soto to left field.
Okay, but then who's playing right?
Well, they're gonna have to get a big-time right fielder.
Why not get a big-time left fielder?
You could. Who's the guy? I'm saying
Kwan,
either one. Well,
Belly,
okay. Well, if you get Kwan, then maybe it's Soto in right. And I would do that. I just think Kwan, though, is a perfect fit for the Yankees because you have him hitting in front of Judge. Obviously, the defense, leadoff, all those things pertain to the Mets. I think the Yankees actually need him more. The Mets could have a leadoff hitter in Lindor or whatever, however they figure it out. The Yankees have been lacking Kwan. But, yes, I would be open to Kwan. I also think the Mets need a little more power than the Yankees do. So I would be open to, you know, again, I don't think it's realistic that they get Bellinger because I think Bellinger wants to stay with the Yankees. And I don't think ultimately it's realistic that they go all in for Tucker. But maybe there's an outfielder that they could go poach, whether it be right field or left field, and you could move Soto to left in that particular case. So I don't have a specific answer for you, but I don't think it's just as easy as, okay, Nimmo out. Go sign top free.
I don't think it's as easy as it seems in the minds of some, but it doesn't mean you can't get it done. So I would volley back this, and I'll pose it in the form of a question, but I'll give you my answer immediately. So it's more rhetorically. Which Met team would be better on paper on opening day next year? Either Kwan and Tucker in left field and Bellinger at first base, or Pete at first base and a similar situation in left field that I just addressed. I'll take the better defender in Bellinger. And by the way,
so you're saying you want them to get either Kwan or Tucker
for left
and Bellinger.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that that's realistic.
I don't think that it's unrealistic. I mean, why not? Somebody's going to get Tucker. Somebody's going to get Bellinger. Now, by the way, I do think that Bellinger's inclined to stay with the Yankees. But if you think that Bellinger would be a better night-to-night fit, because, again, sentimentality is out the window. We're talking baseball. And I believe that Bellinger would make the just Mets a better buttoned-up, for the obvious reasons, if he's playing first base over Pete. Lack of power, yeah, but everything else in his box, checking. And then if you do something bold in left field, I think that that's a better Mets team than with Pete back.
You know, well, no.
And I think that they might be thinking that.
I think they need Pete back and then from there figure out which one of the available outfielders, I don't care if it's a right fielder or a left fielder, get one of the best available outfielders. Trade, free agency, they need, this is not now a luxury. They now need one of the best available outfielders. They have to determine who that is.
I agree with that.
Now, the one caveat here is we kind of just dismiss and be like, Bellinger wants to be Yankee. What if the Yankees, who were hot for Tucker last year, it was just a different H word, but the Yankees wanted Tucker last year. What if they revisit that and want to go all in on Tucker this year?
Yep.
There's no room for Tucker and Bellinger. It's one or the other.
Yeah, the Yankees aren't doing that.
And then in that case, if the Yankees land Tucker, which I still think is possible, then maybe the Mets get Bellinger. I think Bellinger would be the perfect fit. We've gone over it many times. He could play center. He could play first. Think about this.
Changes everything for you. If your young center fielder's not ready to start, yeah, Bellinger could play center. And then if he's ready, he comes in. Bellinger goes first.
Or you want Pete to DH, Bellinger at first base for a day.
Yeah.
You could figure out the outfield. You get Tyrone Taylor a little action, one of the young guys, whatever. Bellinger is such a great fit for multiple teams because he plays multiple important positions. Could give Soto a day off and right. There's so many. If I could pick one, it'd probably be Bellinger would be the guy that I want. But Alonso's got to be back to me in any equation now, specifically with no more Nimmo.
Yeah.
Because without, if they let Pete go, I can make a case that you need Nimmo to just be the DH and at least keep his bat healthy and in that
not
lineup.
If you let Vientos be the DH, who can't pick at a third or play the outfield or play first
base. But he can't hit either. I mean, that's one of the problems.
Well, I know. So who's the real Vientos? Is it the guy who was scuffling this year or the guy who looked like an all-star in the postseason 2 years ago? I don't know. Probably somewhere in between.
Point is, BT, this was a great move.
It was fantastic. It was the first move, the first domino that when I saw that, and I guess I tweeted like 5 or 6 days ago, I'm like, and we've talked about this, so I just threw it on social media. We fully expected big changes. I didn't know that Nimmo would be the first one out the door. It is bold. It is proactive. I think it's really smart. Now you've got to do the other things, which I know they are fully willing and chasing to do.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.